Een van die hoekstene van goeie televisie is om brandende kwessies wat kykers in die gesig staar na die kassie te bring. Hoe ook al ongemaklik of kontroversieel daardie onderwerp mag wees.
That your freedom of speech cannot be my blue eye.
Do you have any proof of any person killed, murdered? Of my preaching, do you have any proof of that?
Maar waar trek ons as TV-makers die lyn tussen 'n gesonde debat en sensasie? En wat is die beste manier om hierdie gesprekke op 'n verantwoordelike manier aan te pak? Hierdie is maar net 'n paar van die vraagstukke wat ek by die horings pak in hierdie episode van Kassie Kuiers. Die interaktiewe Kyknet en Kie kletsprogram sê jou sê met Aiden Thomas in die aanbiedersstoel was die afgelope paar weke in die spervuur weens een van hul gaste se uitlatings oor gay persone. Nou dis nie die eerste keer en beslis nie die laaste keer dat gaste en hul sê goed kykers warm onder die kraag laat nie. So wat is die beste manier om hierdie gesprekke aan te pak? Kylie, jy is na die afgelope paar jaar betrokke as inhoudsvervaardiger by 'n paar Kyknet programme. Dink jy daar's 'n tipe verantwoordelikheid om kwessies aan te pak wat soms kykers verdeeld laat en hoe lyk daai verantwoordelikheid?
What I can say is that we don't go in there with the intention to divide any audience. The reality is that we can't please everyone anyway because people are different. They have different upbringings, perspectives, they see the world differently. So we are not going out there with the intention. But I think that it depends on your show's mandate, essentially, that hang af. So if you're doing a show where you want to obviously relate to a certain community and there's a specific target audience, then you have to talk about those social issues. Social issues are what affect communities. Communities are our audience. So we have to try and talk about things that affect them directly that we know that they will respond to. But I don't think we intend to be divisive. I think we intend to start a conversation.
Erfgeld en wat gebeur as die stieffamilie oorneem en oorvat?
Vir 'n kyker wat nou wonder, hoe kies jy onderwerpe vir spesifieke programme en watter faktore speel 'n rol?
I always say that content is everywhere. I think that we misunderstand. We think that when we go and we want to do shows, we must look at what is going on online. We must look at what's going on in the news. And yes, we do. We look at what's going on in the news, what's going on radio, what are people talking about on social media, what is getting under their skin. But I also think it's important. I spend a lot of time saying to people that being a content producer means living your job. Jy sit, jy kyk TV, and now all of a sudden there's a topic, here's something we need to talk about. Ek onthou ek het vir Dave Chappelle gekyk, and then we brought a show together for this. When it was still on, asking who is exempt from comedy because people were so mad about the things that he was saying in his show and then decided to bring it home. So I spent time listening to what my aunties are talking about when I see them at family functions, my cousins, what is it that bothers them? So when we select content, I listen to what's going on around us. Then we have to find an appropriate guest to match that content. Where do we want to go with it and who's best to talk about it? And then, of course, anyone can have a topic, right? A topic is important. Yes, so we've got a topic. But we also have to ask ourselves, can it hold?
Ons praat vanaand oor eetversteurings en sogenaamde dieetsiektes. Plaas jouself in iemand se skoene vir wie eet geen opsie is nie. Maak nie saak hoe honger jy is nie, jou kop steek vas.
Ek wonder nou, dink jy daar's sekere onderwerpe wat heeltemal taboe is en glad nie op die kassie aangepak moet word?
As a content producer and a qualified journalist, I would say there is nothing that we shouldn't talk about. We live in a democracy. We should talk about everything, whether it's in our constitution, whether it's against the law. It doesn't mean that we can't talk about it or have feelings about it. So my answer is essentially no. I don't think that anything should be taboo. But I think that when it comes to sensitive content, when it comes to things that we know could potentially make people hot under the collar, offend them or upset them in whatever way, I think it's not so much about the topic and it's more about how we deliver that content. How do we deliver it? What's the angle? Where do we want to go with it? You know what I mean? So, yes, we are definitely now not going to show child pornography or bestiality on TV. Obviously, that is drawing a line. But there is an angle and a way to talk about it because these are real things and they are happening. So I don't know what would be taboo content. I have to think about that because I think everything is essentially up for discussion. It's how we bring issues to light. It's how we expose things that affect people. It was taboo to talk about alcoholism, but the reality is that people who have an alcoholic parent, they suffer and we need to discuss it. We need to start shining a light on these issues that are affecting people.
Nou, wanneer ons praat oor die TV-siklus en landskap, speel media en kritiek 'n baie belangrike rol. Ek het gaan aanklop by Herman Elof, leefstylredakteur by 24.com, om hom bietjie te pols oor hierdie vraagstuk. Herman, welkom op Kassie Kuiers. Kom ons praat bietjie oor TV en die verantwoordelikheid wat TV-kanale en TV-programme het. Hoe het dit verander oor die jare en hoe lyk daardie verantwoordelikheid in 2022?
Soos met enige ander mediabron het ons is daar twee kante. Die een is entertainment, so ons wil mense vermaak, en die ander een is education, so ons wil mense inlig. En ek dink TV-kanaal net soos enige ander publikasie in die land het daardie verantwoordelikhede. Ons wil hê mense moet escape, ons wil mense wegvat van hulle realiteit af, maar ons is ook 'n bron waarna mense toe kan kom om inligting te kry, om te weet wat se kwessies is heidiglik belangrik en waaroor praat mense. So dit is soort van 'n tweesydige bron vir albei kante.
In jou ervaring as vermaakjoernalis en leefstylredakteur, dink jy ons kry dit reg in die Afrikaanse TV-landskap om kwessies aan te pak wat soms kykers verdeel plaat? En hoe vergelyk ons met TV-kanale en programme in die buiteland?
Ek dink is baie belangrik dat ons brandpunte aanraak en kwessies wat debatvoering vorentoe neem, vooral op ons platforms. Ons het daar die verantwoordelikheid, maar dis hoe ons dit doen wat dit maak of breek. Ek dink die eerste principle waarby ons allemaal moet staan is first do no harm. As ons 'n debat gaan doen oor 'n brandkwessie en ons veroorsaak meer sleg as goed, dan was that really something that we needed to do. Jy weet, wat ons het hierdie power, ons het hierdie verhoog waar ons hierdie kwessies op sit, en dan wat doen ons daarmee? As ons dit vergelyk met Amerikaanse televisie of enige ander internationale kwesties. Ek dink Amerika veral is in 'n tydperk waar hulle baie links of regs is. Hierdie tipe radikaal na die een kant toe en na die ander kant toe tipe debatte vind al hoe meer plaas. En ek dink 'n neutrale punt is so belangrik. Ek dink ons kry dit reg in Suid-Afrika. Ek dink daar is plekke waar dit absoluut briljant doen. En onthou in journalistiek, en vir ons is dit belangrik om neutraal te wees en om albei kante van 'n storie te vertel. So solank ons by daai punte bly, dink ek ons kan suksesvol wees en ons kan meeding met internasionale media.
Nou, ons hou van gesonde gesprekke hier op Kassie Kuiers, so ek hoor graag van jou. Dit weet vir my wat jy dink die beste manier is om brandende kwessies na die kassie te bring. Onthou net die houtsmerk Kassie Kuiers. Maak dan ook seker jy is volgende week ingeskakel, waar ek opstel kuier met die aktrise en skrywer Desiree Gardner.